Hey, it's Sunday again. This time it's November 6th, 2016. And, well, things are moving fast or slow or, well, at least they're moving, right? I hate just sitting still, but sometimes I just hate what's going on around me. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show where we talk about Texas independence and, well, a lot of other stuff. So here's the deal, folks. There's an election, a selection going on, and I know you know what I'm talking about because that's all they do talk about. We got about one day, and on my clock here it says one day, 15 hours, and 59 minutes till the election is over. So everybody's all wound up saying Trump be Trump be Trump, and maybe there's some people actually looking for Hillary too. Actually, I know there are. I bumped into one, and I think there's some more out there. I really can't get my head around people's logic and how they think on who to select or elect, or, you know, maybe it doesn't matter because it's not up to them. The whole dang thing is rigged. Been rigged, will be rigged. But hey, I digress. The show isn't all about that, but it is the biggest topic that's going on in our world around us today. And how do I say it? Let's see. I got to check. So, oh, God. You know what? Here's the deal. What's the deal? Okay. republicoftexas.chatango.com. I'm working really hard to make sure that I talk about the chat room because it is a useful, you know, tool, and I'll be logging into that in a few seconds. But I want to go talk a little bit about the election selection process. So a couple of days ago, I don't know how this all came about. There's this guy, right? His name is Bernie Sanders, and he had a lot of supporters. And he was running up against the Hillitron, and so the Hillitron is, like, you know, sucking eggs and doing everything. And somehow she wins, right? And this guy, Bernie, well, he was way more popular, and you could say whatever you want to say, but he was way more popular, and he had all these supporters, and they were backing him to the hilt. And I don't know why they decided to run the Hillary and the Bernie together, and I don't know if they actually decided that, you know, that would be a good idea, if it just came out of randomness. So Bernie gets, like, tons of votes, and Hillary steals the whole dang thing. And now Bernie Sanders is stumping for Hillary Clinton. I got a clip I need to play you because it comes out of Iowa, and I thought it was fun. And I'll get Doc's buy-in on this here in a second. But Sam, if you're ready, why don't you go ahead and hit that clip for me?
And I'm the president of the Students for Bernie Club, which is still going strong. There's a lot of important issues being talked about in this election cycle, and one of the biggest ones is student debt. In 2012, 71% of college students in America graduated with student loan debt, and the average amount of that debt was $26,000 per student. While the part-time reality TV show While the part-time reality TV show star and full-time bigot Donald Trump thinks that brave, hard-working immigrants are what's wrong with their country, he's failing to even talk about this issue. But unfortunately, Hillary doesn't really care about this issue either. The only thing she cares about is pleasing her donors, the billionaires who fund her election. The only people who can really trust Hillary are Goldman Sachs. Citigroup can trust Hillary. The military-industrial complex can trust Hillary. Her good friend Henry Kissinger can trust Hillary. She is so trapped in the world of the elite that she has completely lost grip of what it's like to be an average person. She doesn't care. Voting for another lesser of two evils, there's no point.
Yeah, okay. So here's the deal there, folks. You know, they got the, you know, super Bernie supporter out of Iowa, the Students for Bernie, with his number one issue is student debt. And I see as an issue, number one issue, I don't know, maybe for him. My hat's off to you, man. That was really great. I'm glad you got up there and you said your piece. Man, I don't agree with a lot of the things that he said necessarily or the way that he said it, but it was kind of fun. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you make heads or tails out of that?
Well, yeah, it's some Bernie supporters that are still Bernie supporters, and the more of these WikiLeaks and all this other stuff's coming out, the more they wish he was still running. And I think a lot of his supporters are amazed that he's supporting her after all the stuff that came out. So you got to give him credit. I wonder when it stops. So today they want free school. Tomorrow everybody gets a free car. I mean, where does it end? That's the kind of thing Bernie was pushing, though, is the socialist lifestyle.
Yeah, and I see that too. I knew his angle was free school and debt forgiveness type thing. But, you know, it was a sucker play. You know, what they're doing right now, they have all these student loans that they get gifted, right? Here, borrow money. Borrow money and you can become a Jabberwocky. Right? Now, who wants to be a Jabberwocky? Well, it sounds kind of fun to be a Jabberwocky. You got my PhD in Jabberwocking. And, well, there are no jobs for Jabberwocky. And that's the thing. We're also outsourcing all the jobs and then telling people to borrow money, creating debt slaves. So, man, is free school the answer? Because there aren't any jobs for people with college degrees, Doc.
Well, no, it's got nothing to do with that anymore. What they've done is they've taken all the things about tech schools where the real need for America is and the real good jobs with good benefits and good pay and where you really know a skill, and they've pushed them aside and they don't let them stick their head up, and they've turned the colleges into a professional business of making money and not too concerned about whether you can get a job or what. And they tell everybody you need to go to college, and really that's a line. It's sad, but I don't think college is the answer for probably 60-70% of America. Before I was a doctor, I was an electrician, and the greatest schools I went to were electrical, electronic schools. And they don't even talk about them anymore. I haven't heard it mentioned anywhere.
Right. Well, I began thinking about that after I watched this video clip. And I was sitting there going, okay. Well, I don't want to go back to saying that trade schools are the way to go. But the job that I've done, I trained myself to do back in the 90s. You know, I did have a background in electronics, being I grew up as a kid with a VIC 20 and a Commodore 64 and all these other computers. But when I saw the computers were a lucrative avenue and I had an interest in them, I went ahead and I taught myself how to do that. And I found myself, as I walked through my corporate career, teaching many different people how to work on networks, what a network was as compared to what a PC was. I worked at Verizon Wireless and worked in this place called a NOC. And this really does matter. And it is about education. Because this NOC, what we had during the 90s was a bunch of people running around getting big salaries. And they'd come to this network operations center, and we'd train them on how to work on large corporate networks with Cisco routers and, you know, fiber and this and that and whatever. And we'd teach them how to do stuff, and we'd get these people with certificates that have got out of school, and but they still didn't know anything. And my buddy came over to me, right, with a coworker, I guess, and he said, "Steve, you didn't go to school for this. You know, well, why do you understand this?" So I was an auto mechanic for my first trade, and, you know, I understand troubleshooting. He said, "Okay, well, let's look for more people that were auto mechanics. And we did. We found a couple of them, and we trained them, and, well, they trained well, and, well, they're doing really good. They didn't need a college education to actually get in. The industry was so well. They used their brains, and I'm sure they had great careers. I haven't contacted any of them in, wow, over 8 years. But I think that, you know, just going to these classes in, you know, primary education or secondary schools or colleges, it's kind of a waste of time, Doc. It really is.
Not many people have the initiative to do what you did and teach themselves, and they learn better in that kind of setting. So I guess there's room for both. But you're right. A lot of parents could say, if you got an interest in that, go get you a book, read up on it, look at YouTube today and see if it really grabs you. And if it does, teach yourself.
Yeah, I can see that. But I don't know if you can educate people on how to take initiative. Maybe you're right. Maybe the parents can, you know, push children to take initiative and do stuff. Now, when you say go to YouTube and look stuff up, I go, wow, YouTube is a land of distractions. They got monkeys with screwdrivers and screwdrivers with monkeys built into them. But it's crazy out there. There's a lot of distractions, like this election, Doc. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, thank God this election's just about over. You're right. There's so many distractions out there. You go to YouTube and you can find good things and you can find bad. And that's why I think people need to do what you did and train themselves a little bit. So when you're on YouTube, you can sift through what's real and what's not, because there's a lot of people that just like to be on the camera and have something on YouTube, and they're not very good. Just like this. This has gotten out of hand. This morning, they found a bunch of emails. I guess it was on that Huma lady and Wiener's computer, showing that the Hillary Clinton maid from the Philippines was printing out and reading emails that were classified and the kind of thing she shouldn't have been doing, because the maid would print stuff out for them. So this has just gotten absolutely crazy. I wish it was just already over, and I've talked to a couple of our friends out there who think that the Electoral College is the way to go, and the more I've seen this and the more I've researched on presidential elections, I think we ought to go back to just everybody votes, no Electoral College, and let the person who gets the most votes win.
Have I ever told you what you think doesn't really matter in this world, Doc? And I mean that in the nicest way. You got a lot of great ideas, but unfortunately, nobody hears us.
Well, I think people do hear us, and we mean well. People that listen to your show, they know that you care, and the people that come on care. And otherwise, why do it? I mean, it's a lot easier to sit back and let the car go off a ditch. But we're trying to keep it between the lines. We don't try to influence one. So people are listening, and I think just by the how many callers you've seen, that you know people care and they're listening, and I think you make a big difference.
Well, I'm not saying that. How are we going to change the elections? That's too big. What we've got right now is the biggest train wreck in the world getting ready to happen. And we're in a slow motion until a couple days. Now, last week, I don't know if you were following any of this, right? And I was following it to a certain extent. They were painting a grave day for Texas. You know, come Monday, we're supposed to have rain all over the place. And, you know, they found some plans for some terrorists are going to go around and terrorize and stuff like that. And as well as a cyber attack, Doc, did you hear about any of those?
Yeah, I've heard some of that, and I wonder who's putting that out, hoping that they can discourage people from showing up. It may work for some, but I got a feeling most of America's like us. They are just fed up, and they want this over. And I think a lot of them are still going to vote because they hope it matters, and they are just scared to death of the corruption that they've seen. Thanks to WikiLeaks, and I don't care what people think about how they got them. It's the fact that they're out there now, and that should be the important part, because they can worry about how they got them later. But the fact that they're out there and you can open that window and see inside tells people a lot of things. And if that doesn't affect you, then nothing will.
You know, it's not that they're out there. Is those emails will be showing up for hundreds of years. I mean, they, and it won't just be this little batch or the WikiLeaks batch. They are everywhere, and people will be, it'll be, you know, hey, I opened this cave and there's a bunch of Hillary's emails or Chelsea's emails are over here. Look at Bill, he was talking about that. But we won't hear that this year, most likely, but next year, yeah. So she's corrupt. We got it, right? She does illegal things, and she does that often. I think I'm getting a little bit sidetracked on where I wanted to go. Because where I wanted to go was dealing with Monday, right? Monday is, well, the election, and is it really going to end on Monday? Yesterday, there was a deal where somebody actually went and, well, I keep getting beeped at. Somebody went over to, what was it, the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., and spray painted corrupt on the building. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, because I feel like it's kind of our obligation doing this show, I've been watching a lot more of that stuff so that we're a little more informed in time for the show today. And it's sickening, but people are fed up. They had a gentleman on the news the other night, and he said he has friends in the FBI who told him that people that Comey would say good morning to in the hallway would not say good morning back. They felt.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I don't know how much of that's real. I don't know why Comey didn't prosecute in the first place. I don't know why he's going after him again. I think this whole line of criminals are, well, it's played out. Again, back to my point, and I see Alan is with us. Hey, Alan, did you have some phone issues? Forget to plug it in?
Who knows? They, them playing with me? I don't know. It's Sam said he tried to call, and I've been sitting here by the phone. I was waiting actually an hour earlier. I forgot about the time change.
Well, maybe you can get yourself one of those computer thingies, and it'll change the time for you. Ha ha ha.
Those are made out of Flint, right?
Yeah, Flint computers. I got it. Oh, I don't know. You didn't miss much. We were just talking about the, well, the stupidness of the election selection thing that's coming up. And I was talking a little bit about, well, Monday, and how much doom and gloom is being projected over Texas. You know, we're allegedly going to have terrorist strikes. We're going to have a cyber attack by, I'll get into that a little bit for you, Alan. Because this is cute. So there's a cyber attack that's going to happen, and they're actually saying, and I'm thinking we're going to have to do a technology show to or at least an episode on this to talk a little bit about where we're going, especially after Hillary gets the ticket on Monday or whatever. But they say that there's a cyber attack coming because this one company that it's called Dye. They provide DNS, was working with some other researchers, and they were trying to stop these attacks on websites. So they were correlating information, and well, the people they were correlating information on it didn't like it, so they went after them. And so it was like you start chasing the cat, and it turns around and goes after you. Well, it's continuing to blow up, allegedly, out on the internet, and if any of that is actually true. And so there's this cat and mouse game. They're going after WordPress, and WordPress is doing this and that. And the difference in this, and this is why I thought that you might actually like this, Alan, is because the actual the nefarious individuals using these harnessed computers. Oh, get back, folks. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show, and we'll be talking more on the other side of the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. The internet's attacking. Oh, well, Republic of Texas Radio, it's not attacking. It's just growing and maturing, and it's out there. And we're going to have to deal with it. Before the break, I was talking a little bit about, the alleged cyber attack that's going to happen on Monday. See, a lot of this comes down to, how is this different than anything else? Ellen, the reason I brought it up was because of this. It came from the Internet of Things. Now, it didn't come, the attacks were not coming from PCs. They weren't coming from Android phones. They weren't coming from Apples. They were coming from light bulbs, and they were coming from things. So it was the first group that had wrangled a whole bunch of devices. Now, when you put an operating system in a light bulb, then it has all sorts of flaws, and you could take over the light bulb and use it to do your bidding. How about that, Alan? Do you want any of those light bulbs?
No. Sounds like the AI is beginning to take over.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy. But, you know, whether something happens on Monday or not, you know, I guess it's totally irrelevant. It will happen in the future, right?
They're blaming this on Russia, weren't they?
Well, they might point to Russian hackers, and but it's not necessarily them. And I'm not even worried about who's doing it. I'd probably suspect the corporate United States is attacking everybody. You know, I saw that movie Snowden last week, Alan, and whoa, you know, everything you and I have talked about, they put it on a movie, and it's scary. It's scary because when you and I talk about that, Alan, it's just like our, well, what we have learned. It's different when it's put onto a picture. I know. Have you had a chance to see that yet?
No, I have not. So it is a pretty interesting movie.
Oh, it's great. You know, it walks through the life of Edward Snowden, has, as depicted, it shows some of the craziness of the PRISM system, which is now old software that they've been using since the early 2000s to research people. You know, you go over to a desktop and you type in the person's name, and it brings up information on them, and then you're able to access, well, everything that they wrote, all their contacts, who are all the people that are away from them. And then you could, you know, vector in to try to achieve a goal. At one point, they had Edward Snowden trying to co-opt or create an asset out of the country with the CIA. And they basically attacked this guy based on information that they got from the PRISM system and destroyed his life and many other lives. And it's like, whoa, I don't know. I really do recommend the movie Snowden if you want to get, you know, technically into what the corporate U.S. is doing to the world. It blows my mind.
You know, and that's the one thing about this whole system that I've been, you know, leery about from the start was, you know, everyone's like, well, I don't know, if you don't have anything to hide, you know, what's your problem? And it's like, everyone's got something to hide. All this information being collected on you out there can be used retroactively against you.
Right. You know, that movie shows that whole problem with that argument. You may not have something to hide, but somebody that you love may have something to hide, and they become your weakness.
Everyone has their own personal stuff that they do that they don't want anyone knowing about, whether they want to admit it or not. Everyone does. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you have a door in your bathroom? You know, why do you have a lock on your front door or you know, a lock on your car or anything else? I mean, it's nuts. Everyone has privacy. Indeed. Needs privacy.
Yeah, I don't know. Next week's going to be fun. Can't wait to get through it. Hey, you know, several weeks ago, I told you guys that something amazing happened. My car insurance went down. Well, yeah, the extortionists, they got something wrong, and they tell me that now I owe them $500. Yeah, oh, it's a crazy system, guys, and I'm totally paid up. But we'll get that straightened out. Hang on to the other side. We're going to shift gears and go sideways on you. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zypa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back, and it seems like daylight savings time. Well, maybe we can blame it on that. Maybe we can blame it on anything, but we had scheduled a guest to come on today and wanted to talk a little bit about, well, talk with one of our sponsors here at Republic Broadcasting because, well, I think he has a product that's that's actually good. You know, and I don't know, maybe Doc can tell me a little bit more about that. You've actually looked into Numana Foods, right? Dan Brigham was supposed to be joining us, but we're not getting a hold of him at this time. Doc?
Yeah, and I might be the blame for that. I was supposed to contact him yesterday, and with the silly time change, I couldn't remember if it was too early or too late, and I didn't want to be calling them if they're going to bed. But, yeah, I had him on my little health show that I do during the week, and actually tried one of his chili products live on air, and it was absolutely fabulous. They're made with the best ingredients. His name, Numana, comes from manna from heaven, so that kind of food thought was in him and his wife's mind when they created the company. And wow. The food is so good, you could have it every day if you wanted, but it's designed, if you need it, for, you know, if you lose the grid or something bad happens and you have no way to get food for a while, it's a good thing to have.
Right. Now, I was thinking about that because, well, hey, we got an election coming up, right? And I guess I'm not the only one thinking that direction. I saw an article written on Friday that said that all the storage food companies are seeing, you know, a huge burst in people buying. They're like adding more staff to man the foods and or the phones, and I see that coming, you know. And storage food's one way to deal with it. I think that we should all be prepared. We should, you know, we most likely the right way to actually do this is to put in a pantry and have enough food that and rotate that food out. That's what I see. I see a lot of value in the freeze dried arena, and I've seen some improvements in over time. Back several years ago, when I still had my dehydrated food stash before I ran into rough times and ate it. I really thought it was funny, and it was great to be able to fall back on a big old can of Mountain House. But the problem was, is you open up your can of Mountain House and your number 10 can, and you start eating, spaghetti and meatballs, and you do that breakfast, lunch, and dinner for till that can's gone, and you move on. That kind of sucked, you know. I don't know. Alan, what do you think about food stocks? Do you like the number 10 cans, the little package thingies?
Like I said, you never know your Teotihuacan until you get there. But, you know, the number 10 cans, I guess, that one thing is that you have to eat it pretty much all before it starts to go bad. So, yeah, I prefer the smaller packets if you can get them. And I have talked to Daniel Brinkman before, and, you know, when he was on Joyce's show, I called in and talked with him a little bit, and I've heard him on other shows. He's seems like a really good, honest guy, and his food product is good. I did taste it, and they are very comparable, or maybe a notch above the Mountain House.
Yeah, I was kind of curious as to why he actually did that. Right, from what I know, the reason he started freeze dried food is because of he wanted to up the quality. Is that right, Doc? You got to talk to him.
Well, he's doing freeze-dried and dehydrated, and he said they started because of just what you said. You never know what's going to happen, and they wanted to make sure there was good, healthy alternatives, not just food stored that was bad for you and it was better than starving. He wanted to make sure there was a good product out there. And I guess they were interested in starting with their family, and it just kind of grew. And he found that a lot of people were interested in the concept.
And he does appear to have some integrity. You know, he's trying to put out a good product, not just rape everyone for as much money as he can get, you know, to stuff in his pocket. You know, he actually seems like he cares about putting a good product out.
Yeah, you're very correct. I got the feeling that this came from the heart, and they wanted the company to do well, but it started just because they wanted something really good for everybody, and integrity is really a big part of this family.
Yeah. Well, sponsors are very important on Republic Broadcasting. You know, they help pay the bills, but it's nice to have good ones. And, you know, Alan, you know, one of the Republic Broadcasting has brought back an advertiser from the past. You know, Life Change Tea. Remember those guys?
Right, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Ronnie McMullen, I love that guy. He used to do talk radio as well. Isn't that right?
Seems like it's been a while since I've really heard much about a lot of that. But yeah.
He did that alien thing on I forget what network. He talked about the woo-woo side of life. He also does a health thing, if I remember. But I know that they just brought those back online. And man, I guess John Stadtmuller, great man. Sometimes he has different energy levels, and I think he's on the team, man. I really do. I heard him on Wednesday, and he was talking about doing a cleanse and all this other stuff. But Friday, he was just on fire on his show, and I'm kind of like going, yeah, good. I'm glad you got some energy. We're going to have a long road ahead of us. But I guess I just really wanted to talk about the sponsors for a second, and if we do eventually get Daniel on the phone, I don't know if we want to reach out and try one more time. That's probably gets more futile as we go along. There's a lot to talk about, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, something to talk about here is in Texas, the gun deer season has opened up, and I'm sitting here, I guess it's the pre-rut. I'm watching does skittering around out here with bucks trailing them, so the rut is in, so it's interesting. It's another little tidbit.
It is. I've seen the end caps being stocked with ketchup and mustard, because, you know, the deer hunters come to town, and they...
Yeah, when they get here, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell a hunter by his basket because, you know, they buy just about everything. And that's fascinating to me, Alan. I really fascinating. So what are these hunters that do hunting leases like? Are they desk jockeys until they, you know, escape to the area? They're not like, they don't live like in the country, right?
Right. So, well, some of them are, you know, what I call just shooters, and then there are some of them who are actual hunters. You know, most of the land in Texas here is private, so basically, you know, either you have to apply for a special permit to get on one of the public areas, or you, you know, pay someone and lease their property to deer hunt on. And the guys that I have here, they're mostly bow hunters, so, you know, they are actual hunters. They go out and they don't shoot just the first thing they see with antlers on it. You know, they go out and they like watching the deer, and they like, you know, waiting and, you know, for a nice, you know, trophy size, you know, or closer to a trophy size buck, you know, coming in. And I like the guys that I have right now. They, like I said, they're actual hunters. They're not just shooters.
Yeah, I did some work over at one of the it's not called a cannery, it's a deerery, where they deer processor. Did some work at a deer processor, and that's a strange little thing. It's a strange business because the hunters, they come to town, they buy ketchup and mustard and hamburgers and hamburger buns, and then they shoot a deer, and then they bring that to a deerery or, you know, a deer processor, whatever, and they drag up their little, here you go, got my, you know, buck, doe, whatever, and well, what do you want to do with it? Well, let's make sausage. Okay, do you want to mix that with hamburger, or do you want to mix that with this? And that'll be $7 a pound. I'm kind of like going, hold on. Let me get this straight. I shot the deer, and now I'm going to pay $7 a pound to eat it. Seems a little bit strange, Alan. It really does.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Once again, you know, difference between hunters and shooters, you know. Of course, down here in Texas, you know, a lot of times when deer season's in, it's too warm. You know, you can't shoot your deer and hang it up, you know, and it's, you know, freezing or near freezing out here, you know, where you can hang it and keep it for a while. So a lot of times they have to take them in, you know, to those coolers, and because the processing plants all have coolers, so they can hang them in there and get them processed right. The guys that I have here, they butcher all their own, you know, and, you know, I did my first deer when I was 6 years old. So, you know, I've pretty much learned that. It's just kind of something that's inbred, you know, in my system now. But, it's all different types. And yeah, I don't knock those people who take them to the processing plants, because they do get, you know, nice sliced up deer and burger, hamburger, you know, ground burger and everything made out of it. Now, as to whether you're actually getting the deer that you shot is a different question, but, you know, you have to put some kind of trust somewhere.
Yeah, I could see that, you know. Well, whose deer was this? That's Bambi, man. That's Bambi.
I do know that one year I shot a bear, because I had no idea how to cut a bear up. When I was up in Arkansas, I shot a bear up there, and I did take that to a processing plant, because I had no idea how to cut them up. And I also wanted this, and, you know, I wanted to make a rug out of the skin, and... Guy had my skin for like 2 years, and finally I was moving down here, and I'd like to have my skin back. And I met him and he gave me a skin that had all kinds of holes in it. Mine had one hole right between the shoulder blades, and I know it wasn't my skin, but, you know, c'est la vie.
You shot a bear?
Yeah, bear meat is excellent.
Huh, I never knew that. Well, I'm from California. We'll go figure.
Well, there's a bear on their peg.
That's true. Well, we had brown bears, you know, and brown bears were really good if you went to Yosemite, now controlled by the United Nations. You know, Yosemite itself, well, that's going to be one of the areas first cut off from man. I'm pretty sure of it. Beautiful, beautiful place, Yosemite. And you'd go there, and it was so close to my house when I lived in San Francisco. You could sit there and literally get in your car and drive. And several hours later, you're in Yosemite, and you see these huge mountains. And you are told when you enter the park, don't have any food in your vehicle, because the bears, the brown bears, learned how to harvest cars, and they'd sit there and they'd get up on the windshield and just kind of like push, and boom, there goes your window, and they crawl into your car and eat your potato chips or whatever. And so they'd be popping out minivans left and right. It was something to see when you saw a bear going after somebody's picnic basket.
Yep, nature is very versatile. They do learn. They're not just stupid beasts. They learn how to keep themselves happy.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, what's going on back there?
Nothing about wildlife.
Okay. Yeah, I got distracted too. Okay, well, this is live radio, folks, and well, the world's going on around us. And let's get back to Monday or Tuesday, whatever day's important to you. The election's important to me. It finally ends, and we get to move on with things. And I just don't know how. I don't see a scenario where this all ends good, Hillary or Trump. And, Doc, I'd like to get you to weigh in on that one. If one gets elected, is it going to be calm? I'd see a storm either direction.
Well, you know, what I think's happening, and we're not hearing much about it because the election still hasn't taken place, but I think all those conspiracy theories, all those doubts, all those wonders about what was going on behind the scenes, this is going to go down in history as the time when the curtain's pulled back and everybody can see everything. So I think it's going to end better for Trump no matter what. And the way things are going, he just might pull it off and win. But for Hillary, I can't see this being a good thing anyway. I mean, I don't even wish for anybody to go to prison or jail unless you've done something really, really horrible, and only she knows all that stuff, I guess. But they're going to be investigating her for a long time, and what a horrible thing. Say she does win, and instead of getting excited about picking your cabinet and becoming the next president, you've got indictments and all this stuff coming out from WikiLeaks. It's going to end badly for her no matter what. And I think Trump's going to end good for him no matter what happens.
You say conspiracy theories, and I see conspiracies. I see lots of conspiracies, especially out of like what you were saying. There's so much information being shared at this time, and communication is so easy. And it's not coming from the corporate media sources. It's coming from everywhere. Now, in the early days, Doc, if you want to call it conspiracy theory, what they called it in the 90s and the 80s was the bankers. It's a understanding the bankers. And there was lots of different newspapers that were printed up, and they'd share these at gun shows, and then they'd get on mailing lists, and you'd receive this information, and it was the truth. Well, the truth is they knew it and they saw it. Now, that was the day where they were telling you that the Federal Reserve isn't federal and there is no reserve and you are not free. And, the United States is not a republic. It is a corporation. And that was the precursor. But their ability to communicate was, suboptimal. But really appreciated. You guys did an awful lot back then. But nowadays, it's just so crazy out of control. And I'm not talking social media here, folks. There's all sorts of ways to communicate. Different people get their information in different ways. On John Stadtmiller's show on Friday, a caller called in to complain that his show was breaking up on his phone. And I'm kind of like going, huh, okay. I'm listening to you great on an internet stream, and this guy's got a telephone that he's listening to, and he's actually mad enough that he calls in to say, you guys got to fix your phone connection. I'm going, wow, we can communicate in so many different ways right now. The news comes through, well, the speaker in your car. You know, it comes out of the satellite feed. The satellite feed could be important on Monday. And it could be relevant because this whole thing where, yeah, the hackers are going to take down the internet, going to attack Texas, blah, blah, blah. You know, that could be true. And it's going to happen someday. Someday, folks, there's going to be a big old cyber war. And you won't be able to get to your pages. And you won't know why. And that's probably because your PC has been enlisted in the fight by the corporate United States of America. They do have backdoors into all these computers. If they're Windows and Apples and things like that, they can crawl into them and say, hey, you're connected to the internet. Hey, let's go after, well, who do we want to go after? You know, and they'll take down websites for alternate. I don't know what they're going to do. But I do know that we're going to have to make it through at least the next couple days and see where we go. Anything, Alan?
Well, you remember here a while back when supposedly a fiber optic cable was cut over along Interstate 10 or something somewhere, and internet service was down for, what, 2 days here?
And hang on. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic.
So here we fight all through the night. Go
back. You know, once upon a time here in Fredericksburg, a piece of fiber optic cable was cut. And we were just talking about internet outages and, well, things that people do. Hey, Alan, tell me about that day.
Well, that was about a day and a half, wasn't it? That thing was dead. It was a cell phone service, wasn't it? Or what was it exactly that went down again?
Because Time Warner is now Spectrum. They had a piece of fiber that was cut somewhere way down back towards Austin, and that one fiber cut took Fredericksburg down for about a day and a half. You know, it was a long time till all service was restored, and most services that came, unless you had satellite internet, that was. But what did you see in the people that day?
I saw very few people. Like I said, Fredericksburg, we've turned into a shopping town, and since the credit card machines and everything, the readers would not work, the businesses could not conduct business because no one really deals much in cash down here, I don't think too much anymore. And it was the deadest that I'd ever seen Fredericksburg on a weekend, I think, since I've been back. I almost expected to see people walking around bumping into walls, you know, looking at their rectangle, which wasn't on, you know, it wouldn't tell them which way to turn, but it wasn't quite that bad. But, you know, that's a major thing. I know Fredericksburg had to lose, you know, millions of dollars that day, probably. And those things get repaired very, very fast, don't they? I mean, what took a day and a half?
Well, I don't know. They never tell us the whole story on these kind of outages. And when we build networks like the Time Warner network here in Fredericksburg, now Spectrum, you build them redundantly. And when you lay down fiber, you make sure when you light up a city that you have several different points that actually come into the city and go out. That's called redundancy. And when the connection goes down between Austin and Fredericksburg, then it should back up to San Antonio or wherever the heck it backs up to. But their network failed for some reason. And what I saw that day was, well, my phone just went crazy with all my clients going, I don't have internet. I don't have internet. And it's going like, well, that's kind of crazy. You're on Verizon, now Frontier. Man, these guys changed their name faster than you can really, you know, I don't know. Everybody went through.
One owner. All getting closer to a one world corporation.
I know. They just shed their skin and switch into somebody else. Now, one network. We're going to rebrand the internet. I don't know. I'm not going to do that. Hey, I guess we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines if you guys want to call in and talk about, well, whatever. Texas independence is good. The end of the world that is pending in a day and a half. I don't know if it's the end of the world, but it's definitely going to be an event. 1-800-313-9443. Let's bring on Mike in Kentucky and see what he has to say. Is it the end of the world, Mike?
Well, I'm just going to say the infrastructure is very vulnerable. That story you're talking about in Texas, I'm pretty sure it was the guy that ended up doing that several times and was, put in for mental evaluation a couple different times. I don't know, maybe the third time they got rid of him, but he was cutting fiber optic for mostly Time Warner, I think, and he was cutting it in such a way that he was getting some of the redundant stuff. I don't know if he knew where the head ends were at or what, but it barely made the news. The only reason I know about it is because of a guy down there that's working in media told me about it. It was not made national news because I don't think they want to know. I don't want copycats and people to know how vulnerable a lot of this infrastructure is. And I think Homeland Security, the way that they fixed that, simply in a lot of cases, is just take down signage and stuff that says, you know, fiber optic buried here. So I was getting ready to say, because there are little manholes that enter those lines, you know, all over the place, if you know what you're looking for. Yeah, if it's labeled, you know, do not dig here, fiber optic, well, that gives a clue to the guy with the chainsaw or the gas-powered diamond cutter saw to just go, you know, there's a lot of... If grandma stops getting her check, like there's been two different years in the last 5 years, I think, where EBT went down for... 7 or 8 hours in several states. One year they blamed it on Chase Manhattan. The next year they blamed it on Wells Fargo. And, you know, they were saying, well, they were doing some kind of update or whatever. The second time it went down, two Walmarts were completely cleared, their shelves, until the managers stopped the mad rush to get through because it was not taking, it was not deducting any purchases off the balance of these guy, folks' EBT cards. So
I remember
they they passed the word around, and within just a few hours, the manager had to shut it. You know, shut it down. The carts were full. The aisles were full. And that's just in like 7 hours.
Wow. Uh-huh.
In the middle of the month. In the middle of the month. Think about that. In the middle of November.
No, you know, it's a crazy world. Hey, Mike, hang on to the other side. I think I hear music. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.